Blog Talk Radio.
Malone Pipeline is now on air and ready to take your calls. In 3, 2, 1. With DJ Malone, Lance Johnson, DJ Willie T, and the rest of DMP family. Call right now. Right now. 773-897-3976. It's easy. Just say name and state you are calling from, and you will be logged right into the convo. Get ready to have some fun.
Yo. Yo, it's the one and only DJ Malone, people. We're here on the hot seat now, as you guys already know. I haven't got my intro, you know, situated yet. I'm going to get my intro situated. You're not on the Malone Pipeline. Malone Pipeline was, you know, a good minute ago, but I always like to reminisce about good old things and everything. But today, you're on the hot seat with DJ Malone. And, you know, I tell you guys this all the time. I love to bring the hottest artists, the hottest people who are what's going crazy right now. And today is no exception. Today, people, we got my man right here, man. Straight coming. I met this guy at the Fleet DJ Conference. Shout out to all the Fleet DJs. Shout out to DJ XXL, Young Cyclown, especially the Chicago division of the Fleet DJs. But big shout out to all the Fleet DJs. But I want to get this guy in right here. And he goes by Young Menace. So let's bring him in right now. What's going on, man? Young, you there?
What's going on?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We can all hear you now.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Young Menace coming straight out of Goldsboro, North Carolina.
What up, G? What's going on? Welcome to the show.
Not much, just chilling, vibing, relaxing. Just got off this thing with the Fleet Conference and stuff. Shit went impeccably well, man. Like, y'all showed mad love out there, man. Big shout out to y'all.
Oh, anytime, man. And, you know, I fool with people that fool with me. And you seem like a real cool cat. You got a lot of things to say. I listen to some of your music. And I want the world to know about who you are and what you do, man.
Well, first of all, you know what I'm saying? I ain't these cornball country-ass niggas that's, you know what I'm saying, doing little dance records and shit. I'm coming straight out the motherfucking gutter. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking my motherfucking mind. I say what I feel, and I speak what I mean. And if they don't like it, they can kiss my black ass, point blank, period.
Okay, definitely. Okay, let's rewind back. Let's go into a time machine real quick. How did it all start? Where did it all begin?
Man, actually, it's kind of funny, man. It all started... It was about 11 years ago, you know what I'm saying? I decided I wanted to be a rapper. I'm listening to the old Eazy-E records and stuff like that. Shout out to Eazy-E, Baby Eazy-E and all of them. I was listening to it. Then my mother was like, yo, you got a talent, when she heard me rapping and shit. Then my mom was like, all right, well, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to get you the studio time and your ass better make it. So that's what I did, and here I am today.
Definitely. What type of sound you would say that you had? Would you is it more conscious? Is it more trap? What kind of sound do you think you have?
Straight up hardcore gangster.
Definitely. I feel that. What is the sound your influences? Like I know you said, is there any more influences that you had?
Like I was stating, Eazy-E, Ice Cube, MC Ren, you got Tupac, Biggie Smalls, Big L, Lost Boys, just basically everybody from the old school genre.
Definitely, man. So let me ask you this. Now, what's your take on how music is nowadays? I mean, because it kind of, in my opinion, kind of watered down. I mean, people are making millions off of just no talent. So, what's your perspective on it?
My perspective is it's kind of like yours, you know what I'm saying? It is kind of watered down, and most people is lacking the essence of true hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? And they just making a quick buck, which is all fine and good because, you know what I'm saying, I'm in it for the money, not the fame type shit. But at least have a meaning behind what the hell you say, you know what I'm saying? Most people, they talking about killing people and don't even know what the fuck they talking about, killing them for. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you talking about a whole bunch of Bugattis and shit that you know damn well you ain't going to get or even got. So it's like, it's too much faking.
Definitely, man. Hell yeah. I agree with you, man. I think a lot of people, they just need to understand if you ain't never lived that life, don't try to do it. And with those we offer is that a lot of these cats, when they make it rich, they want to be in the hood. But you never lived in the hood before. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy.
And that's why they dumbasses is getting popped and, you know what I'm saying, and getting killed. And they basically being a victim of circumstance for no fucking reason. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you ain't from the hood, don't come to the fucking hood. Naughty by Nature said that shit best.
Definitely. Real, real. I got some of this stuff.
You got to finish that statement, though.
You said what?
DJ XXL, people. We got DJ XXL. He's in the building, and he's you know, he's willing to, you know, give his intake on things.
Yeah, that's right. This DJ XXL, Chicago Fleet Division, man. I was saying what you were saying about Naughty by Nature. He said, if you ain't from the hood, don't come to the hood because you wouldn't understand the hood. So stay the fuck out of the hood. You just didn't finish it.
My bad. Well, well put, XL, man. Appreciate that.
Nothing but love, man. You got to make sure you get represented to the fullest. Move on.
All right, next question.
Definitely, man. I want to get into this first song before we go into any further. It's called the Chirac Freestyle. Now, tell me what is the premise of this? What brought this up? Give me all the details.
Well, basically, me and my cousin, we wanted to do something different, kind of edgy, and we was listening to Montana 300, and I kind of felt his style. Yeah, I kind of felt the way that he was rapping, but, you know what I'm saying, I just wanted to put my spin on it, you know what I'm saying? So it was really just something that came out of the wing, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. Well, let's get in tune with it right now. It's your boy, DJ Malone, on the hot seat with Young Minutes. DJ XXL is in the building, people. Let's go ahead. Chirac Freestyle. Let's go!
Niggas ain't fucking with me, man. Ain't no way, man. I don't know what these niggas thought.
Shit. What the fuck?
Go! You feel me? I got it. Get it. Global shit, man. YNDI, YBF 900. You feel me? LDG the movement. You feel me? Let's get Wally it. Breeze. Let's get
Wally
Breeze.
Wally. Go!
The top back. Talk shit. I ain't
man,
into that
up,
shit. Smack with the rat. With the rat. Just for being a rat. And my balls get you high, high, like you smoking crack. I'm in the field, I've been a dog. Rah. Never been a cat. What that shit? Oh man, gotta get you smacked. And don't you try me, if you do, I'ma get you down. Your head hurt, no bend in the drill, but that
man,
guy
got
the wheel. I'm swerving off a perk, I holla bro, grab the wheel.
Damn.
Don't get spilled, just for barbecue when you can chill. Yeah. She say she hungry, she get nothing, not a happy meal.
Nada.
I'm good, I'm chill,
calling
like a happy meal. Marley Breeze, count cheese, something I ain't half to swill.
And
the niggas you tryna compare me to ain't happy.
Not me.
I get it, flip it, get it, then flip it, paying bills. Work flip like a flip,
body slam,
fuck the chain, now break your neck.
Fly.
Down to your left, gotta make it stretch. Make it fast, you can't end it.
No way.
Love when I touch down on the strip. Make the shit like a chemist. Make it flip like a gymnast.
Yeah.
Damn, we eat good like a pig.
We got
no need to change our bend.
I got it.
Working out like both.
Let's get it.
Here's a good break of damn.
Damn.
Nigga feeling froggy, but he won't.
No way.
Like a private part, nigga won't.
Let's get it.
Run up on him with the 30 on me, got the full clip.
Right now,
run up on him with the 30 on me, got the full clip.
Ray Allen,
hello. Run up on him with the 30 on me, got the full clip.
Ray Allen,
back on the block, conducting my crew. Young Menace, I'm fresh on the scene. These niggas is lurking, they searching for grain. They trying to murder me, look at the beans. They locking, they loaded the gun to their toe. No weapon is stepping, these niggas is wrong. For the nigga trying to take mine, I ain't worried about no motherfucker. It's crunch time. I gotta get the motherfucker bombs away. For any motherfucker trying to die today, better get your mind right. Motherfucker from the Holy Ghost. No, gotta sit high, but I thought about it. I even tried it. Fuck around, Menace, better grab your Bible. 187, yeah, hold the title. Fuck around your back size and eternal fire. Ruthless, how I do this shit. Grab the tech and watch me do this shit. Fuck the talking about the proof
turn
of shit.
Up.
Cock the tech and let me straight. I'm loped up, crazy as fuck. Dressed in black and don't give a fuck. For the land of the heartless, you know what's up. Me and my killer straight posted up.
Yep.
So if you talking smack, you straight fucked up.
Damn.
Matter of fact, your damn luck's up.
Damn.
Ain't no fucking around when I'm gripping the pound. Long kiss tonight, I hear the gun sound.
Back, back, back.
He gone.
Thank you.
Young Menace people. The hot seat with
believe
DJ
that,
Malone, man.
That.
Ooh, man. Crazy right there. Crazy, man. Big shout out to Montana 300, man. Start talking about what up I see you, Joe. I like that, man. I like the energy on there. Keep doing your thing. Be real tough.
Appreciate that, man.
So, let me ask, okay, because we got a couple of listeners, and I'm going to get you guys and tuned in real quick. But I want to ask you this. Now, who would you like to work with? If you could work with anybody, who would it be and why?
Who I'd like to work with? That's a very good question, man. Wow, it's really nobody who I would want to work with at this point, you know what I'm saying, besides getting myself out.
Definitely. What about producer-wise?
Producer-wise, more of a Sunny Digital. Big shout-out to Sunny Digital. Yeah, that's basically the main one because I'm loving his beats, you know what I'm saying? They're crazy and they fresh, you know what I'm saying? It's something new, you know what I'm saying? And I can apply that gangster. So, you know, big shout-out to Sunny Digital. I would like to work with him.
Definitely. How would you feel about getting into another song that you got right here, man, before we get to the lines and everything? How would you feel about going to one of your other songs?
Let's do that.
Okay, boo. Let's do this. Check this out, people. We're going to go to one of his other songs, then I'm going to plug everybody else in. We're going to ask questions, answers. We're going to party. We're going to do whatever. Tell us about Me Against the World. What is that about? How the premise came about?
Me Against the World is basically how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's me against the world. It's me against everything. And far as, you know what I'm saying, the cops, you know what I'm saying, the brutality of the cops and the brutality to the black nation, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically what it is.
Definitely. All right, man, well, let's get into it. People, stay on the line. When we come back, we're going to have questions, answers. You can talk to them. Talk to me. Talk to Young Menace. DJ XXL, big shout out to Young Sightown. We about to go. Let's go.
Hey, yo, man, let that bump right quick. Let it bump to come in like. You know they probably gonna kill me for this shit, right? Fuck. Ain't got nothing to lose. This is me against the world, baby. You know, this is me against the world. Ain't got nothing to lose. How is me against the world, baby? Living in this hateful world, from hard times to coming up, fuck the world. In this white man's world, we were taught to succumb to be a victim. Man, fuck that, son. Time to get the gun. Give these crackers the one. Shoot the fade for the black nation, son. I was taught to be a leader and not to run. Gotta fight the power. Open up your eyes. Don't be dumb. It's more black killing black penitentiaries packed. Little brother selling crack, falling in the trap. Young sisters on the system, man, fuck that. We not weak, we made this country big back. The ancestors, we way back. From thinking of ways to escape slaves, I appreciate all that. Remember, we don't lose, we just move. Stay strapped, we proud blacks, they can't take that.
Yeah, you know I had to do one for the black nation, right? We have to raise up and overthrow those who oppress us. They can't win. This is me against the world. Got nothing to lose, this is me against the world, baby. This is me against the world, baby. Ain't got nothing to lose, this is me against the world.
I said,
this is me against the world.
Me against the world, nah. Young man and people, the hot seat with DJ Malone. Oh, man, something epic. Oh, man. Man, we got my young man. That's another great banger right there. Another good banger. But I want to bring in my other guy. He's also with the Fleet DJ. I want to bring in Young Sykes. Young Sykes, I can't talk today. What's going on with you, man?
What's happening? What's happening with it?
What's up?
Just cooling, man. Hey, man, I'm feeling them two bangers, man. That you actually just played, man. You know what I mean? I'm definitely rocking with him. You know what I mean? Got like an old school feel to him. You know what I mean? So definitely, man, keep up the good work. You know what I mean? And definitely, man, keep pushing that music, man, because, you know, like I tell other artists, man, because I'm an artist myself, you know what I mean, amongst of other things, man, if you actually out here and you're trying to get heard and your music, well, actually your name-wise, because that's really what it's about these days, really getting your name out there, man, a household name, and really gathering that fan base, man, you really have to, you know, get out here, man, in front of these people, you know what I'm saying? Get some promo. I don't know if you have promo materials, but if you do, thumbs up, you know what I'm saying? Flyers and things like that, because a lot of artists now, you know, they not doing that, bro. They just stuck on just Facebook, Instagram, and what else? Like, basically social media. Nobody is really doing, like, the old school way of, you know, how things used to be, like getting flyers, getting, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just definitely continue, man, and just keep up the good work, man.
I appreciate that.
And also, young Satan, man, he does a show called Trunk Music Radio, and make sure you tune in with him because he can get you out there, man, in the Chicago world. I can get you out there too, but he's phenomenal. He got a good, he's a good dude. Don't laugh.
Don't. I ain't nobody, man. I ain't nobody.
Don't say that, Young. You know you that dude. What's good?
I ain't nobody, man. I'm just somebody trying to become somebody.
Definitely.
You got to take it to Young, man.
You did.
Young, man. Young, tell us, man, now what would you like to perform at? You could perform at anywhere. Where would it be at and why? You there, Young?
He's talking to me?
The phone going in and out. No, Young Menace.
Oh, okay.
I would say,
is you there, man?
Yeah, Menace,
yeah,
you got
I'm
to
here.
Speak up to your phone, buddy.
All right, my bad. But like I was saying, Madison Square Garden, for sure, that I definitely want to do that, you know what I'm saying, because of all the greats been there, you know what I'm saying? So that would be definitely the place.
Definitely. I like that. Real. Let's get another call into the mix. You want to take another caller, Young?
All right, let's do that.
Caller from the 347. Take your name where you're calling from. You're on the hot seat with DJ Malone and Young Menace.
The one and only DJ Gates. What's good?
What's good, my nigga?
What's going on?
What's going on, everybody? What up, Fleet fam?
What up, man?
You did.
Any questions you want to ask? Any questions you want to ask Gates or put out there?
Basically, Young Menace, yeah, because I work with this guy, so I know him personally. My thing is, where do you see yourself in the next 10 years?
The next 10 years, man, hopefully I'll be cooling on the beach with a gang of kids, man, reaping from the fruits of my labor.
That's what it is, man. And how do you feel your music is moving right now? You know, you feel like, you know, like it's making the strides that you know that you on. Bad, bad. Put it this way: do you feel that your music is on the right path?
You said, as far as the community, is it on the right path?
No. How do you feel about his music being on the right path for right now? Like, no. Do you feel like it's getting the looks that it needs, or what do you feel that you need to do right now? Because right now you're on a big stage. Right now, this is a big stage. Even being on the set, talking to DJs right now, a lot of artists don't know how to come to DJs, so doing the right thing. So how do you feel that your music is on the right path? Do you feel like it's making moves, or do you still feel like it's stuck, like you need to do more things?
Well, me, you know what I'm saying, I'm always going to see myself as still stuck because I got that hunger, you know what I'm saying? I got that drive to what I want to do and where I want to be at. So right now, I mean, it's on a good, you know what I'm saying, showcase right now. You know, it got a good movement going ever since, you know what I'm saying, the Fleet DJs Music Conference, you know. It has been getting some, you know, some gas to it. But, you know what I'm saying, there's always room for improvement, you know what I'm saying? And I can be in bigger shows and better shows and stuff like that, of that nature.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I like that.
Yeah, thank you. Can you answer my question?
Yo. Yo, this is XXL. I got a question for you, Mr. Menace.
What's up? What's up?
You know, with the current state of, you know, what's going on right now with all these fake rappers and all these people that, you know what I mean, is trying to, you know, come into the game with the internet and everything, do you feel that you have a legitimate shot at it, or what type of help do you feel you need to propel to the next level? Because, you know, we got thousands of people listening right now, and if it's somebody out there that can help you out, you know what I'm saying, I'm pretty sure they'll be in contact with us and we'll shoot that your way. But what do you feel like that you need right now? What do you want to let the people know about yourself and what you need going forward with this music?
Okay, basically, you know what I'm saying, what I need, you know what I'm saying, I need that support, you know what I'm saying? It's always good to have a support system with you, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm, like, doing everything, you know what I'm saying, for myself, whether it be the engineering, you know what I'm saying? I got a shout out to my homeboy, King James, you know what I'm saying? He produced some of my records and stuff like that. He's a big producer. Kenny P, he's a producer as well. That's actually the Gutter Gang family, which is my group, you know what I'm saying? DJ Gates is also associated with the Gutter Gang group, you know what I'm saying, as far as the DJ-wise. And, yeah, that's basically what I need is that support, you know what I'm saying? Every artist needs a support system because, I mean, it's not 100%, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing guaranteed. Nothing in life is ever guaranteed, you know what I'm saying? I can go outside, you know what I'm saying, get shot on the block today and everything that I did was in vain. But, you know what I'm saying? But still, I'm still going to, you know what I'm saying, progress and try to take it to the fullest, you know what I'm saying? But point blank period, that support system needs to be there.
Right. So, if it was a cat out there that was starting from ground zero trying to get into this music game right now, what would be your advice to him or her how to navigate themselves?
Conduct yourself business-wise, never take no shorts and no losses, and just progress. Never look back, you know what I'm saying? Everything can be a good investment and everything can be a bad investment, but make sure you make the right investment.
That's right. Well, we're rocking with you, Young Menace. You know what I'm saying? We met. We have a camaraderie. You know, you can always reach out to me, Malone, Gates. You know what I'm saying? We are a support system. And, you know what I mean, we do whatever we can to help you. And, you know, moving forward, man, whenever you get music, just shoot it out to us. And we are trying to burn it up on the streets for you, man. Make sure you can get a buzz. You know what I mean?
Oh, believe that. I'll do that.
Definitely. Definitely, man. Let's get into this last track before we get the hell up out of here, man. I want to get into this one last track. I want you to tell me about this one, 24 Hours to Leave. Now, this, well, what do you mean you got 24 hours? I mean, is a female after you? Let me know.
Actually, you know what I'm saying? It was a tribute, you know what I'm saying, to my mentor, the legendary Eric Eazy-E Wright. You know what I'm saying? I actually did that. And it was just kind of the genre of what he was, you know what I'm saying, thinking. It's like, okay, if I got 24 hours, what the hell am I going to do with this 24 hours?
Real. Some deep stuff. Let's get into it right here on the hot seat, man. Fleet DJ, stand up. Let's go.
Damn, niggas. Man, they trying to kill a motherfucker. Guess it's my last goddamn 24. Better go all out.
24 hours to live, who would have thought? A nigga like Menace was found and caught. Police were rushing on a nigga on the gold for blocks. They're gonna check me in a race, man, how I get caught. I don't wanna go, death is so cold. Let me count down, my last 24. Knock off 6 bits, kill up 10 niggas. Innocent fuckers are off the dime soon. Now tell me, what else can I do? Call up Eric to celebrate, I love you. But they ain't gonna be happy till a nigga might be dead. I'm dying anyway, so I'm feeling full of lead. Gun smoking cops, motherfuckers, Young Menace. Now they can get the picture of a psychopathic nigga with no heart of forgiveness. Killer
something else to dig.
Oh, man.
Another straight banger right there, fire people, young menace, man. How do you go into these studios, and how do you come up with this stuff, man? I need to know.
Man, I really don't know, you know what I'm saying? The Lord just bestowed it upon, you know what I'm saying, me to just speak to the masses and speak what I feel, you know what I'm saying? So clean cut, that's how it's laid out, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. If people want to find you, give it to Facebook, Twitter, everything where they can find you at.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, The Real Young Menace. That's T-H-A, the Young, Y-U-N-G, Menace. The Twitter, Young Menace 24. That's Y-U-N-G, Menace 24. And that's the same for the Instagram. Or you can just Google me, you know what I'm saying? Google The Real Young Menace. I'm everywhere. You can hit me up on MTV Artists. I'm there basically everywhere, man. You know what I'm saying? Just Google that, you know what I'm saying? And everything will come up, my whole catalog.
Real, real. Gates, anything, any final words you want to say, any advice, anything you want to say before we get the hell up out of here?
Well, for my thing for Young Menace, just being people and being productive. Stay hungry. Don't make your own lane. Don't follow everybody else's train, because that's the thing that's wrong with hip hop right now. Everybody's following somebody else's lane and not trying to be creative and do their own stuff. So that'll be my advice for you.
Okay, I appreciate that, man.
For real, for real. XL, anything you want to say? Any advice, final words? You there, Chef?
Yeah, I just like to say, man, keep your grind up, you know what I'm saying, and don't get discouraged, because you do have something very genuine, and I feel like it's only a minute before, you know what I'm saying, you hit the top, you know what I'm saying, but you have to have confidence in yourself, and you have to realize that nobody ain't going to love what you do like you love what you do, and the more people see you loving what you do, the more they're going to love it. And I just, you know, want to let everybody know who's out there listening that I'm going to have Young Menace on Street Gems Radio next week. We don't know about the time yet, but you know what I'm saying? Tune in and check us out. We're going to have an encore performance for this here interview and, you know, ask some different questions, get some people from out of the country to call and, you know what I'm saying, talk about the music and stuff and, you know, just try to help, you know, Menace keep moving forward. Big up to Gates, big up to Chi-Town, big up to my man DJ Malone. This is XXL, Chicago Fleet Division. Out.
Real, man. And my final word is, man, just keep doing your thing, bro. One thing I will say is have a strategy. Don't, you know, go out there. You know, of course you want to do the Facebook, the Twitter, but just like Chi-Town said, ain't nothing just like a handshake and just to talk to somebody. Actually get these, you know, flyers or what, you know, CDs printed out. Invest into yourself, because if you don't invest into yourself, how can you expect nobody else to invest? You know what I'm saying? So
that's real.
You know,
it's
go
real.
Out there, make it happen, man. Because I believe you can. So keep doing your thing, G. And also, Chi-Town Urban Radio is tonight, people. The return is coming, 6 to 8 p.m. Make sure you tune in. UBM Jams on TuneIn. You can download that UBM app. I will be on there. Chi-Town Urban Radio returns tonight. So definitely, man. I appreciate you, man, for stopping by, fucking with your boy. And, you know, let's keep this ball going. Keep the train rolling.
Of course. And I like to shout out to everybody who called in, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Gates, shout out to Young Chi-Town, shout out to DJ XXL, and of course, shout out to you, DJ Malone, man. You know what I'm saying? That's that camaraderie, man. That's all what we're going to do, you know what I'm saying? That's how we're going to win in this game, man. So if we all just stick together, man, we going straight to the damn top, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody who was listening. Big shout out to everybody in the damn world, man. We can all make it, man.
Definitely, man. Well, until next time, man, it's your boy, DJ Malone. We out. One.
Damn, niggas. Man, they trying to kill a motherfucker. Guess it's my last goddamn 24.
better go all out.
24 hours to live, who would have thought? A nigga like